Almost a week after he lost office, AM can reveal one of Scott Morrison's final acts as Prime Minister was to instruct the Australian Border Force to publicise the arrival of an asylum seeker boat. The decision by the Commander of Operation Sovereign Borders to confirm details of the sensitive operation on Election Day is now the subject of an inquiry ordered by the new Albanese government. Here's Defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Just after midday on Election Day, Scott Morrison arrived in his southern Sydney electorate of Cook to an enthusiastic welcome. During a frantic Saturday morning of last-minute campaigning, reports had emerged of an asylum seeker boat interception in Australian waters. Just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the Prime Minister addressed reporters and was asked about the on-water matter.
Well, I can confirm that, that there has been an interception of a vessel en route to Australia. That vessel has been intercepted in accordance with the policies of the government and they're following those normal protocols.
Around the same time, a brief statement from the Commander of Operation Sovereign Borders appeared on the Australian Border Force website. Rear Admiral Justin Jones confirming a vessel has been intercepted in a likely attempt to illegally enter Australia from Sri Lanka, while stressing that in line with long-standing practice, no further comment would be made. Now the ABC can reveal it was Scott Morrison's office that requested the Rear Admiral issue the unusual public disclosure of a sensitive ABF operation before it had been completed. Officials with knowledge of Saturday's events say the Department of Home Affairs first examined the legality of issuing a statement during the election caretaker period and were concerned the Prime Minister's request could politicise the public service, but eventually approved it. On Wednesday, former Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews was asked by ABC News Breakfast host Michael Rowland about her involvement.
You saw that statement before it went out. So did you press the button and say, yes, Border Force, you can release that statement?
Well, Border Force would have been releasing it in any event, making that statement. And I think it was important, given where we were, it was Election Day, that people did actually have a statement that made it very clear what was happening, but in a very operationally focused statement.
Shortly after confirmation of the boat arrival, the Liberal Party sent a mass of robo-text messages to voters, urging them to back the government and its tough border policies. The ABC has approached former Prime Minister Scott Morrison specifically to ask why his office had requested the Australian Border Force to reveal the boat interception, but he's declined to comment. The Department of Home Affairs says it would also be inappropriate to comment on the matter because the new Labor government has now ordered a review into the circumstances of the ABF statement.
Andrew Green reporting there.